With today's show, we mark the 11th anniversary of State of Belief. Our archives of past shows contain commentaries and interviews that provide an important history of progressive religion, of the challenges and steps forward in interreligious movements, of stories affirming the value and contributions of people in our nation who hold to no religion but care deeply about religious freedom and our Constitution. We've learned from inquiries posed to Democrats and Republicans, Christians, Jews, and Muslims, and representatives of most all of the minor religions in our nation, right alongside spokespeople from humanist, atheist, and secular organizations, and representatives of the religious right. From day one on this show, we have done our programming with a sharp focus on important goals: to speak with civility and to assure that our guest models civility regardless of the volatility of the subject being discussed, to open our microphone to voices from all religious perspectives, to help our listeners know how to talk about the subjects of grave importance in need of a broad-based public conversation, to affirm the irreplaceable value of religious freedom, and to expose threats to weakening that first freedom in our nation. Among the most difficult shows are those in which I have spoken with people whose words were laced with tears because of needless deaths inflicted by gun violence. We've spoken to individuals from the White House and from war-torn sites of military conflict and from the skirmish for justice that continues among ugly intrusions into Native American communities seeking to preserve their values and their limited freedom. Our goals remain the same, though frankly, achieving those goals seems to be more challenging today than ever before. We've had rough moments that have challenged us, but we never have broadcast fake news. Truth is the sovereign ethical norm of this program, and reality is the stuff of its content. Today, in the stories we cover, it's more difficult to make sure we're dealing with truth, not propaganda. State of Belief is not a politically partisan radio show. Yet we run the risk every week of being called partisan when we simply talk about the highest values related to democracy that have been the foundation of our democracy and for our broadcasts, affirming the importance of religious freedom and critiquing efforts to compromise it sound to some people like we're biased toward only one political party. Only a few weeks ago, I was in Vienna, Austria, to deliver a speech to the highly regarded Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe. While there, I spent a lot of time with politicians and some clergy from Ukraine. If I report honestly on those conversations and tell you the kind of persecution that people in Ukraine are experiencing because of the Russian leader, Vladimir Putin, some could say that I'm speaking in a manner that disrespects what our president-elect has said about his admiration for the leader of Russia. Unfortunately, it's difficult to separate truth and fiction in the current political environment. The post-truth world of Donald Trump may have been an effective political strategy to win an election, but a proliferation of lies under the guise of hard news does nothing but weaken our trust in government and threaten the integrity essential to democracy. You know, it would be easy for my terrific producer, Ray Kirstein, and me to step back a bit and decide to deal only with non-political, important, but rather easy topics. But that would be a denial of all this show has been and is about. I had a professor who liked to say, "One who is not hurting has no right to tell one who is hurting how loud to holler. Operating on that principle, I will not condemn anyone who must step back from the political arena because of what they're feeling. At the same time, I will continue to stress the values you've heard on this show from its beginning. Even though it's difficult, I will encourage those who want to challenge and condemn the policies of the new administration. As I see it, this is not a time for this show to become timid. Just the opposite, really. We're facing a challenge like we've not seen in decades. This is not a time to be quiet, rather a time to protest with civility, articulate opposition in the name of democracy, and to tolerate no compromise of our affirmation and defense of real democracy in which there is justice and freedom and equality for everybody. As we begin our 12th year of airing State of Belief, you can expect the wisdom of the past and the present passion of people unwilling to allow a negation and violation of American values. Please stay tuned. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. As we celebrate 11 years of continuous broadcasting, I want to say a sincere thank you if you've made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week. We rely on your support to be able to continue this important work, as we have relied on you since the launch of this show on January 15, 2006. As we get ready for our 12th year of continuous broadcasting, we're counting on you now more than ever. And quite frankly, so are many listeners who aren't able to find the voices that we amplify week after week anywhere else. If you've heard something that you've found to be helpful, I urge you to share it with others who might also benefit from hearing it. They may even be inspired to join the conversation that goes on State of Belief. It's easy to do that on Facebook and Twitter. Direct them to stateofbelief.com, where they'll find full episodes and in-depth archives, extended interviews, transcripts, and links mentioned to the show. That's stateofbelief.com. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. Our producer since 2010 is Ray Kirstein. Be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. My guest will include Rabbi Irwin Kula of Clowell in New York City and the author of the new book, Rumi's Secret, The Life of the Sufi Poet of Love. Until then, happy anniversary to all of us, and you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy, that State of Belief. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was.